Is 7 minutes past seven here with what it says in the papers is John S. Doyle.
The last hurrah, says the Irish Daily Mirror headline. The end of an era, says the Irish Sun. That's D as in Michael D. Higgins, who is pictured on most front pages, leaving Áras an Uachtaráin on his last day as president. The Irish Independence picture by Damien Eagers shows him with Monica Pumpkin, a member of the Sanctuary Runners organisation, who presented him and his wife Sabina with yellow roses, symbolising friendship and joy. The runners formed a guard of honour for the departing president. The Irish Examiner in its lead story says that Mr. Higgins's 14 years as president tested and redefined the bounds of the office. He has served this country well, says the paper in an editorial, adding he will be a hard act to follow. New beginnings at RTE Radio, where a new schedule was introduced yesterday, get much coverage too. Dara McKeown in The Independent treats it in terms of the first day of school and says it was a bright start. Katie Hannan and Colm O'Mungoin presenting Drive Time sound the most comfortable performers on the rejigged lineup, says McHeaney in The Times. In the Irish Daily Mail, Brenda Power comments on Kieran Cudahy's first day presenting Liveline that to prevent it from turning into a worthy but unendurable whinge fest, it needs a spark of humour, a whiff of mischief, a hint of challenge. Listening in for The Examiner, Gareth O'Callaghan reckons that David McCullough made the Today Show very much his own on day one. In the Times lead story, Seanine Graham reports that delays in a criminal investigation into a County Armagh man at the centre of one of the world's largest catfishing cases were caused by insufficient resourcing at the Police Service of Northern Ireland, according to the Police Ombudsman. Catfishing is explained as the use of a fake online identity to target other online users, which can then lead to sexual abuse, exploitation and blackmail. The Independent's main story is about Jim Gavin, the Fianna Fáil candidate for the presidency, who withdrew before the vote. Tabitha Monaghan reports that he will not be taking part in the Fianna Fáil review of what she calls its botched presidential campaign, which many TDs expect won't answer key questions about the process. The Mail reports in a story marked exclusive on a briefing document prepared for the Minister for Housing, James Brown, at the end of September, which has been obtained by the paper. Craig Hughes reports that it says construction work has still not begun on over 44,000 homes that have planning permission in Dublin. From the North, two papers report on illegal knuckle dusters, which were handed out to women at an anti-Islam rally at Belfast City Hall at the weekend. The event was attended by a number of well-known figures in the anti-immigration movement, including a former UVF bank robber, says the Irish News. It's the top story for the Belfast Telegraph, which says the knuckle duster weapons were pink and came from a group calling itself the Pink Ladies Ulster Women First Northern Ireland.